From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. At private schools around the country, most students and teachers are white. At Miami Country Day School in Miami Shores, like a lot of schools in South Florida, there's a big Hispanic population. But black students from the school told WLRN's Jessica Bakeman they felt alienated and exhausted by a culture of racism. A note to listeners, this story includes some offensive language.
At Miami Country Day School, Sam Caballero took a class in survival skills. It's an elective where students learn about camping, how to use a compass, and a first aid kit.
We were in the room, and the teacher that was there, I think he stepped out, and one of the students, he yelled and he goes, "You coon?" And another student said, "Sam, he just called you a coon."
Caballero was in seventh grade, and she had started attending Country Day the year before. She is Jamaican and Puerto Rican. This was the first time she realized some of her classmates thought she was different, less than.
At that age, I didn't realize what they saw me as, because they saw me as a coon. So that sucks, when you think you're all friends and they laugh at you.
Caballero says she faced racist bullies almost every day at Country Day, a private school in Miami Shores where only about 5% of students are black. In 2012, Caballero left because of the harassment. She's 22 now. Her portrayal of a troubling racial climate at Miami Country Day School was reflected in interviews with several other current and former students and their parents. They described the school as a place where white students mock and dehumanize their black peers. And they say the adults in charge do little to stop it.
One of the students laughed and he said, "Oh, she's so black."
They had like a bowl full of like freshly cut watermelon. And
asking questions about black people and black culture, like I'm some form of encyclopedia for them.
Everyone just like turned against all like the black kids.
They would ask me, "Do black people use cocoa butter, really?"
Someone said that she hooked up with a boy who was black. The popular white boy group in our grade started saying she has jungle fever.
"Why does your hair do this?"
If you're in a classroom with people who are using the N-word, you have to be very mentally strong to stand up and be like, "I'm not okay with you saying that."
I feel like I have to like hold my tongue back just so like I can like get through the day. Like,
I saw the teachers were disgusted, but they kind of weren't saying anything. So is it my job to say it?
I never remember a teacher standing up for me, ever.
Besides Sam Caballero, that was also recent graduate Danielle Gathers and rising senior Taylor Lynott. They're the founder and president of the school's Black Student Union. Marisol Sardina is the club's sponsor, and she teaches English. She agrees that some of her colleagues don't feel comfortable pushing back when students say racist things like the N-word.
"It doesn't come from a bad place. I just think people are afraid."
"Sometimes we deliberately, intentionally take a step forward, and sometimes we kind of stumble forward."
John Davies was head of school for 18 years and retired last month. He says administrators are working to make the campus a safer place for black students. They brought in a consultant to assess the school's culture and are making changes based on his recommendations. And teachers go to national trainings to learn how to make their classrooms more welcoming.
"We've made great progress, but we have a ways to go."
Davies says adults are, quote, "swimming upstream, trying to get students to stop saying the N-word because they hear it so much in music and movies." But he says he doesn't tolerate the use of the word in any form. While making that point, he did say it.
"When somebody says, 'You're my that to me is as offensive as it coming out of the mouth of a Ku Klux Klan, I would never hesitate to correct a student."
National experts on private schools say administrators and teachers need to examine their own personal biases, which can sometimes get in the way of positive change.
"It requires strong leadership to make safe spaces for all kids."
For the last 15 years, Peter Kurilov has studied students' experiences at 10 of the country's most elite private schools. He's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Education. Kurilov says adults should take their cues from students.
"The first thing to do is start listening to kids very carefully and put them to work explaining to us, who tend to be pretty ignorant, what it's like to be in their skin, and then to figure out together what would help."
So it's not just Miami Country Day School facing this crisis. Private schools across the country are working to make their campuses more inclusive. And experts say that's gotten harder as the country has become more polarized and intolerance is being expressed more openly.
It's part of this tumultuous socio-political and cultural time that we're in, that there's this license to be less civil.
Jean Batiste is a national consultant based in Houston who works with private schools on diversity and inclusion. He says his client base has increased exponentially since the 2016 presidential election. Sometimes because of scandals where students posted racial slurs on social media.
Students are modeling what they're seeing happening in our political and social discourse.
Sam Caballero says the racist bullying she experienced starting in middle school at Miami Country Day made her depressed and anxious. She says it brought back these episodes she'd begun having when she was around 7.
It feels as if someone has my heart in their hand and they just squeeze it. And it's so tight, like I just stop moving, I stop breathing because it hurts.
In 11th grade, it started happening all the time, she says. A few times in class. Once in the pool during a swim meet. Once in the car while she was driving to Miami Country Day School. Finally, they were diagnosed as panic attacks. In October of 2012, she ended up in the psychiatric unit at a hospital for a couple of days.
The nurse that assessed me, she said, "Do you ever feel like harming yourself?" And I told her yes. Like, I didn't want to end my life. But I had thoughts about hurting myself.
After that, she left the school. She's had only one panic attack since. Miami Country Day School wouldn't comment on Caballero's account of her time there. Her mother and a classmate independently backed up her story in detail. Now she's on track to get her bachelor's degree in December from Florida International University.
10 years ago, I felt silenced and I felt powerless and I still feel powerless.
The student leaders of Miami Country Day School's Black Student Union say they felt powerless at school, too. Before Danielle Gathers graduated in June, she and her friends wanted to perform a poem at a ceremony for seniors. It was about racism, sexism, and homophobia they say they've experienced at school. Here's some of the poem.
The N-word can be easily heard throughout our hallways.
And harmful stereotypes are constantly perpetuated.
Gather says she wanted to tackle racism at the school head on, and she was frustrated with what she felt was resistance from the administrators.
Nothing will ever change at that school if their priority is keeping privileged people comfortable.
I don't know, it's just a tiring place to be.
Taylor Lynott starts her senior year soon, still president of the Black Student Union. She says she doesn't feel proud of her school. But she does feel proud of the work she's done with the group to make Country Day a better place. Like hosting discussions with her classmates about how to confront a friend who says the N-word. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.